Ready.
Move up to the next camera, then you get the sledgehammer.
Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken with this meeting. Let's rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for the members of our military, frontline workers, and first responders.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Mr. Adamowski?
Present.
Mr. Wojcik?
Present.
Ms. Kohler?
Present.
Mr. Wunder?
Present.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
Always got to be an outlier in the bunch.
No, he was going to do it.
First order of business is presentation of the minutes. We have the minutes of 12-2023 regular session meeting minutes, 12-2023 executive session meeting minutes, and January 3rd, 2024 reorganization meeting minutes. Does anybody have any comments, amendments? Do you want to take them one at a time and improve them? It depends on if you have any changes.
I didn't see anything that leapt out at me.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't either.
Well, I'll make a motion, if nobody has any issues, to approve the December 20th minutes, the executive committee minutes, and the January 3rd minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, can I get a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only?
Make the motion to open a public comment, agenda items only, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. First order of business are two ordinances for introduction. The first ordinance, 01-2024, is the ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. NJSA 40A:4-45.14 for more details for calendar year 2024. And this basically authorizes a budget increase to 3.5% above the 2023 budget instead of the normal 2.5% cap. But it doesn't create a budget at 3.5% higher. It just gives us the flexibility to do so. And if we don't budget up to that amount, it allows us to take what we haven't spent and put in the bank to be used in the next 2 years. The CFO recommends that we use this flexibility. So we're not using it as a budget. I don't know, Tom, as liaison into finance, if you want to say anything more about it.
I'm good with it.
Okay. So what that does is, the Township Committee hereby determines that a 1% increase, which is the additional over the 2.5% cap in this year, amounting to $48,699.31 in excess of the increase in final appropriations otherwise permitted by local government cap law, is advisable and necessary. So if you look at the overall increase over the 3.5% increase over 2023's budget, comes to $170,447.59, which would have been $121,748.28 if it was at the 2.5% cap. So it's a no-brainer to have the flexibility. So can I get a motion to approve?
Introduce
Ordinance 01-2024.
So moved.
Second, and the public hearing is for
February 7th.
February 7th.
Wednesday, February 7th. Did you second? You second it. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is an ordinance to establish the position of purchasing agent. It's ordinance number 02-2024. It's a new ordinance that we're putting into the, it's Chapter 63, which is officers and employees. As some of you might remember, Carol and Bud are municipal clerk, was appointed the purchasing agent, qualified purchasing agent for Lebanon Township. So this is just a formality. We had a shared service with a QPA from Holland Township, but we now have our own.
Mayor, just to correct that, she will be appointed QPA after the adoption of the ordinance.
Okay, so didn't we appoint you at the reorg?
That.
Okay, we tabled it. Okay, good.
Pending the adoption.
All righty. February 7th. So can I get a motion to introduce ordinance number 02-2024, amending Chapter 63 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon by establishing a new Article 8 therein under entitled Purchasing Agent and new 63-38 to 63-42 regulating the purchasing agent position.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And as Brian said, February 7th, for both of these ordinances, we'll have the adoption or the hearing, public hearing, and hopefully the adoption. Okay, so then, next up, we have Resolution 25. Let's see if it's in here. Resolution 25-2024, which is amending Resolution Number 150-2023, which was from last year, authorizing the redemption of a tax sale certificate number 22-3 for 651 Woodglen Road, Block 36, Lot 14. And basically, this was to, God bless you, yes, to correct a situation. I guess we didn't have the premium.
Correct.
2022, was that?
The premium wasn't included in the resolution for that recognized the payment of the
premium of $24,500 to Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust. Can I get a motion to approve or any committee discussion on that at all first? Seeing none, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 25-2024? That's Block 36, Lot 14, 651 Wood Glen Road, redemption of tax sale certificate.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, next up is Resolution 26-2024, which is a resolution rescinding resolutions number 089-2022. I knew there was a 2022 in this package. And 133-2023, renewing plenary retail consumption liquor license for New Hampton Incorporated. And basically, this is there was a situation where we were contacted that you might want to, you can explain it better, Carolyn. The state contacted us about some things that weren't right.
Yes, the state Alcohol and Beverage Control Commission contacted us to let us know that the 1239 special ruling was not, their application, New Hampton's, wasn't completed for 2022-23 licensing and 23-24 licensing. Because it's in an inactive state, they have to do that 1239 special petition. So they asked that we rescind those licenses and that New Hampton, the owner, needs to complete those. And then once that's satisfied, then we can reissue the licenses.
Okay. And before I open to other committee discussion, I think that in 1, 2, 3, paragraph 3, 2023-2023 should probably be 2022-2023.
Yes.
And also 100 in down in the second to last paragraph is missing an R. So can I get a motion to, or if you have any other committee discussion on this, go ahead.
What is New Hampton in?
You don't know what the, where have you been?
No, we're not talking about the inn at Glen Gardner.
Right? No.
No, there's one on Musconetcon River Road that was a
where
bar.
Have I been?
You missed some good
it was
times.
Kind of a little bit of a hole in the wall, Dave.
Really?
Yeah, to say the least.
It's, you know, if you go past, you remember where
I've
the...
I've been here 40
down,
years.
Down there in the museum.
Right. You remember, Abe, if you go, if you're coming from, like, Forge Hill Road and you go down towards the museum... And then on the right-hand side past, well, there's the old General Store. Remember the old New Hampton General Store?
Yeah.
You could walk from there to the New Hampton Inn.
Okay.
So it's on the same side of the road, big parking lot.
When did it close?
2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while recently.
It's being sold right now. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a fun place. Anyway.
I must have missed it.
You would have liked it. All right, so any other committee discussion on this? If not...
The only thing, Bev, that I did see is the governor just signed today.
Did he sign that bill?
Bill
yeah.
regulating the breweries and all that, which I was very happy for because Silicon Silo is my favorite. But
It might impact, like, the likes of Una Rosa in town. If they're not using the license for 2 years, they have to give it up. And it may go to another municipality. So we've got to be mindful of that.
That's good that you're staying on top of that. And I'm, you know, let Carolyn know, too, because I've been sending a few things here and there, but the collective is good.
Because when a governor does stuff, you got to check it 9 ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
Because he's all for us.
Okay, so can I get a motion to approve resolution number 26-2024, rescinding resolutions number 89-2022 and 133-2023, renewing the plenary retail consumption liquor license for New Hampton Inn Incorporated?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. What was
great
that?
Embarrassment.
I know. Oh, my God. I know. Geez, Abe. We have to have a talk. Next up is resolution number 27-2024, authorizing the hiring of Francis Suchovic as a per diem. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Suchovic? As a per diem employee for the Bunnvale Library. And so basically this is just formalizing a per diem hiring. It's an ad hoc type of situation where the per diems come in only when needed to work at the library.
We wanted to make sure that it was clear that they were not full-time employees,
right,
nor permanent employees,
right,
nor temporary employees.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different.
And time-bound.
And then we wanted to limit to the amount of time that they can work per week, because there's implications. Work over a certain number of hours per week, you're entitled to certain benefits,
mm-hmm.
and certainly per diems aren't entitled to that. And we also wanted to limit the initial duration so that there's no question that per diem employees are just that they're not full-time permanent employees. So what, and again, I don't know what was done in the past, but when the mayor brought it to my attention, I put all these suggestions together. So it's abundantly clear to whomever is hired that you are a per diem employee with no, you know, lasting relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So within 90 days after the appointment, to the extent that they're still needed, they can renew the appointment as well. So I think it's a good boots and suspenders way to ensure that people understand what the positions are.
And after the 90 days,
do it again.
Resolution of that?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do we do for existing? Because we have some existing per diems. Do we have to come and memorialize it?
Well, I don't know. Were they ever appointed by resolution?
We couldn't find any.
Well, then let's do that, okay, so that we know.
Just make a note here.
See, I know, again, people have said, but I get anal with resolutions, but there's a reason.
Keep it consistent.
Yes.
So there's a record right now. We know when they started, you know, what the positions are, what their titles are. And then there's, you know, because New Jersey has crazy laws as it relates to sick time. By right, any employee has the ability to accumulate up to 40 hours per week, assuming that they work up to 30 hours during their employment, so they accumulate that time. So it's something that he adopted back in 2018. So yes, we actually have to track all that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask too. Should I have accounts payable, a payroll, pull a report on how many hours?
I think we should look. You should need to look at that.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the rate is $15.30, and as the attorney mentioned, not to exceed 20 hours per week. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 27-2024, resolution authorizing hiring of Francis Suchovic, I'm going to pronounce it that way, as a per diem employee for Bunnvale Library?
I'll make that motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. All right. Unfinished business. Municipal doors update. We've put it in writing. We've sent a letter to Opdyke.
Opdyke.
You did?
Opdyke? Opdyke?
Opdyke, that's correct.
Opdyke.
Yeah.
UP?
Opdyke, yeah.
Okay. We haven't received a response yet, but the letter went out, what, last week?
Yeah, last week. I believe it was Wednesday.
Right. So we've
and
got...
also did receive an email. Well, if they didn't receive a response to. So no response to either
yeah.
format.
I mean, it is now going on 5 years, yeah. and the doors are falling off the hinges. So, I mean, we can't, the definition of insanity, you know what I mean? The same thing over and over again. I think it's time to move on. It's going to be more expensive, but we're going to get it done at least before the doors fall in.
We hope.
We hope. So how does everybody feel about that?
Has anybody actually gone over to Updike and talked to them physically? Shouldn't we?
I think a prior...
Constantly rely on letters, emails?
No, I would think a prior committee person that had been working on this probably did.
Yeah.
I could say probably, but there's only so much you could do. How long do you keep this thing going?
No, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying...
We have to give probably just a little more time to respond, because supposedly the doors are there, I was told. But the problem is the hardware, because they were custom doors. This was from Mike,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, a month and a half ago now, not that long, but maybe 2 months. So I would think they want to resolve this if they're sitting there with the doors.
So I'm happy to go down and talk to them. I'm happy to go down and tell them if we can't get this thing done in the very near future, we're going to cancel the contract and move on to somebody else.
Well, that's
what the board wants.
That's a good point, though. If they have the doors and they don't have the hardware, and that's been the holdup for 4 years, that's breach of contract, isn't it?
That's the latest holdup. I mean, there was other holdups during the supply side issues.
COVID,
you know, raw materials they couldn't get. There was multiple problems before that. It was a purchase by Anderson buying out Eagle Windows and Doors. They had a computer glitch. So there was many, many problems along the way. My understanding is of what Brian is. The doors are built.
Mm-hmm.
The hardware's not in. Whatever that, the panic push button, you know, the bar to open the doors. So, but that's what I've heard from the prior committeeman. So I've never spoken to the salesperson
mm-hmm.
myself, briefly. But I didn't really have a... real understanding of what was happening with that.
And I did leave a phone message. Never got a response either from that.
As I said, whatever the committee votes for me to do, I'm happy to go down there and have a discussion with them.
Where were they located?
Frenchtown area.
Oh, that's not far at all.
Worth a shot.
I know that the person we were dealing with was embarrassed about the whole thing because they realized this is...
Do we know who we're dealing with?
Yeah.
I don't want to mention names,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay, would you just forward that to me?
I mean, that person might not even be there now for all we know.
Well, that's the thing. It could have, you know. But there's going to come a point where I'm just going to keep this on the agenda, but we can't wait too long because if you look out there, it's bad.
No.
If anyone wants to go down there, sure. Yeah.
But again,
I'm not, no problem with that, right?
I don't have a problem with it either.
Okay, the committee agrees. I'll go down there.
Okay.
How much time do you want to give them? Do you want to say if we can't get this thing done in a month, we're bailing?
30 days, 60 days.
Well, you probably want to hear what they have to say.
You've got to give them a time. You've got to give 30 days or 60 days or cut bait.
Yeah.
I mean, you've given them. Mm. How many more issues are going to occur? There's got to be somebody that could replace doors. It's not not rocket science.
I can't believe the hardware is impossible to get. Well, exactly. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Go with the 30. Remember, it is the middle of winter, so we're not probably going to do it in 30 days, even if we had the doors. Something to do with the distance of the door height, I was told, and the rods now weren't the right length, and I can't imagine why it would take so long to do that type of a thing.
Yeah.
That's what they make metal people for, welders.
So Carolyn has all the information, so just get it from her and then make an appointment if you can get anyone to call you back or just show up.
It's all right. No problem.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Want to go tomorrow? We'll go together.
There you go. Good.
Double team them. That's good.
Yeah. Brian has a sidekick. Okay. All right. So that's the end of that discussion. Do we need a vote to say that Abe can... That's almost like a subcommittee. I don't know.
I know.
All right. So then we'll just...
I'm going to go gather information.
We all agree to, yes, that you and Brian and or Brian, whatever, can do this.
Whatever.
Park. Next up is the unfinished business park playground guardrail replacement quotes. I don't know, Tom, if you want to. I mean, other than the fact that we're also looking for additional money, Jay was working with the county.
These estimates came right around the end of the year, December 1st or something like that, and some were dated, and the date was past its 30 days, and they got reissued. But I held them back from going on to the agenda right before the end of the year. There was other areas of concern as how we were going to fund this, and we were talking about using open space funding, and we weren't. It's never been done, really. You know, open space has been used for open space, and a referendum in 2019, residents agreed that development and maintenance could be used in our open space and recreation areas like the park. So there was a thought of being able to use some of that funding that's there. But it was so close to the end of the year that I kind of stalled this whole thing out, and now it's back here again, and I'm going to change this over to Jay, because Jay, you're now working with him, but that's the history I have with this.
I haven't seen any quotes for it yet. I've saw quotes for the other thing that's going on.
Not the
guardrails.
The quotes that are in front of us right now were for the border and the retaining wall around the playground.
Correct.
Okay. I thought these were the guardrail. You're doing something different.
That's the border around the playground.
So I'm going to continue.
And supposedly they're in the middle of re-quoting all of that. Because I got notes. You saw the notes today on.
Okay.
On
Here's my other problem with these quotes, because it started early in the year, and clean slate. If that's in front of everyone, mm-hmm. That quote mm-hmm. was originally $9,000 higher, and they were asked to relook at it and just quote the border and retaining wall. And now the price came in at $14,000. So we were handed that towards the end of the year with a new date, which is the date that you see right now. Prior, it was back in March that it originally came through. And then they reissued it, cleaned out the other item of $9,000, and just focused on the border and guardrail. So the total for that one came to $14,000, which was within the margin of the prevailing wage. The other quote was Bardecker. They were over the prevailing wage rate.
Could I have a question? I'm sorry. Are all these quotes for the same work?
They are.
Yes.
Holy moly.
That's my problem.
Yeah, right.
Because my problem is that one of the individuals who quoted was told you have to do prevailing wage. And you can see the price the individual is. So I just didn't want to go through with this. And I was hoping that they would re-quote this and get everyone on the same page. Because they're looking to use a trust fund. Yeah. So to me, if you're going to use a trust fund, let's make sure that the quotes are all on the same playing field. I could be wrong, but that was why I kind of really dragged my feet towards the end of the year. And I thought they might, in fact, in an email that I sent to the chair, I asked them to come to a meeting, and I said, maybe we should re-quote this. So we have these quotes in front of us.
And, Tom, just an update to that. Today there was a lot of emails going back and forth, but they're actually asking somebody else to quote besides the three you see
I'm
there.
I'm going to say one other thing. When someone puts a quote that says prevailing wage, that person has to, if it is a prevailing wage project, they have to be publicly certified as a public works,
yeah.
And their payroll has to be certified and sent to us. So just because it
Which
says
is a special
prevailing
license
wage
that they have to
doesn't
get.
Mean that they are a prevailing wage individual. Right. And first of all, the one at $46,000 is over what the QPA could even look at. I had problems with these. That's why I dragged my feet. I didn't want them. I was hoping they would redo them. I'm a little disappointed that I don't see clean numbers here.
They are redoing them.
Okay. And we can throw these away.
What all these okay. back and forth because – one individual was told you have to have prevailing wage. The other ones don't seem like they had prevailing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Depending on what the scope, typically landscaping work isn't a prevailing wage job. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is it they need to do? Right, grass cutting, that type of work.
It's It's wooden walls that go around the playground. And then now it's got to be an ADA accessible because before they didn't have that included. So there has to be a path for an ADA individual to be able to get into the playground, like a child in a wheelchair or something like that. So it's kind of changed. It's morphed.
I think these should.
From what I even heard on the last commission when I was at the last meeting, I was asked.
Start over.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't even look like, if you look at the quotes, that they're all the same work either.
Yeah.
Well, they're quoting different work, right?
Yeah.
From what I understood, one person said they would go get the ADA certification and license and all that, which is what Tom mentioned. The other ones, I don't know whether they had that done or not. I can't imagine that they did, but I don't know. Because there's such a disparity for the same work.
They should go back to the drawing board. And I think what would help is if there was a bid document, if they create that, this is what we want.
I think you're right. I think they need specs, create specifications.
Right.
So everybody's off the same song sheet.
What happened is one individual went to this vendor, another individual went to that vendor, and it just, to me, I wasn't comfortable with it. So I'm still not comfortable with what we have here.
Right, it seems to be staying in the gray area. It's like been going on for a while now.
Yes.
I can't stand gray.
Hey, I have a gray suit on. Come on.
So I would say that we have to rebid these. I mean, I don't want to table because how would we go about this?
No, you don't. I mean, it's an update. You don't have to.
Okay.
You can just, if you think, if you. I think what needs. I think you're right. I think specifications need to be put together.
I think the park committee needs to form what they really want for this project and what they're talking about. Because one individual has 1,200 board feet.
Yeah.
One guy has lineal footage.
Right.
I shouldn't have to go and compute the lineal footage in that. It should all be the same.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's yet evolved again with the ADA requirement that they've discovered.
Added to it.
And matter of fact, somebody I spoke to said, well, why would you want to use boards? Why would you use stone? And, all of that kind of stuff. So I think I'll have to go back to my person and say,
I think so.
Put a bid document together.
Yeah.
Exactly the same for everybody with the ADA information in there. Rebid it. And if there's four, that's even better because then you got more bids, and then we can look at it. Because they were asking me in the last meeting, the low bid, the $14,000 bid, they're like, well, if that's under what the
right,
let's just do that one.
Yeah.
Well, is that fair to the other bidders? No.
Wasn't.
Your quote needs to be, the quotes need to be based on the same thing. It's a competitive quote. Otherwise, it's not a competitive quote.
And they were, but I would explain it this way. Jay would explain it that way.
Because they're talking to different individuals.
There was no, dovetail amongst the committee.
Right.
It was very frustrating.
And luckily, you and I spoke briefly about it, so I got to kind of brought up to speed. And this is just what I was mentioning just happened today, literally an hour or two before I got in here.
All right. I think that they should look to get a bid spec on this project, which I will call the retaining wall and the playground border. And then the guide rails, that's something different.
And, Tom, when they say the guide rails, are those the ones that are all along by where the basketball courts and then the ones by the playground
the
as well?
The post that goes into the macadam and the cross tie.
Okay.
The stop cars.
They're all rotting. Yeah. Where a lot of them are.
Well, and that's going to be a bigger discussion just to bring it up, that we have to put our heads together because the park is aging. The maintenance, the roof,
no doubt.
The pavilion.
If they can use, as Tom mentioned, if they can use the open space funds for that, that gives us a little more flexibility.
And I think that if we're going to do this, I think we need to have a discussion with the ordinance in front of everyone and have that discussion so that we can look at this, if this is where we want to go, because, there is the residents are being taxed a penny, and that's going into an open space trust fund. The voters voted to use that funding for development maintenance of our open space. If this will help the park move forward, I think we should look at this. It's not a new tax, it's using what's there. And I just think that it makes some sense, and I would like to see us move that way. And I know that Jay and Bev are working with some grant funding that's coming through on the county line. All good stuff. Mm-hmm. We just got to get it all on the same page, and we're talking about apples to apples, orange to oranges at the park
and,
level.
And that's Green Acres. It's a Green Acres park?
There's Green Acres funding in it.
And then it's that's theirs. It's on your royalty, because if you take a penny, they take everything. They take your life. So, and I just happen to know this, Green Acres actually has a grant program for ADA playgrounds. And it's because Oldbridge just submitted an application last night where it's totally ADA accessible. And, you know, you can get up to $750,000 for a grant. And since it's already Green Acres Park, because you have Green Acres funding, it would qualify. So, and then they have other grant money that's available for parks as well.
There's two. There's one that came out from the state, and then I spoke to one of the commissioners from the county, and there's a county one that they just got from the feds.
Right.
For to the tune of $1 million. The one from the state, though, looked like it was onerous in that it's saying you have to be a community that's underserved, and I don't think...
No, not with... Because Old Bridge doesn't qualify as an underserved community. But you, there are certain things you need a concept plan. So you may have some, you know, engineering, not a lot, because our, but it's, I think you have to look in Green Acres and the funding that's available, because another thing that they applied for was for synthetic turf field. So there's monies, if you remember, because Green Acres wasn't spending money for acquisition because nobody was selling land for open space because they're getting too much money to develop it, right? Mm-hmm. So they've accumulated that money. So I think there's Green Acres funds available for park projects.
But it's is it all ADA, or can it be used? It can be used for like roofs on a.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the one application was a different pot, but it's you have there was a 25% match, but they you know they made application for synthetic fields for soccer fields.
Now, do they look at like what percentage is Green Acres versus other? They just
once you're. My guess is if you've received a dollar, used any Green Acres funds for that, that's on the Rossi. So that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is on the Rossi.
Yeah, it will be. And if not, it'll make it on the Rossi.
Do we need to get somebody to apply for that grant? Like, is there a...
I don't know the time frame. I can check. Like I'll check to see what...
Structure on how to
there
go
is.
About doing
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm. There is.
There's always.
No. Mm-hmm.
Now,
but you can look at that. There is so there is grant money available. I know on Green Acres side.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Should the companies that are going to bid on this should they already be certified as far as prevailing wage and stuff goes? Or?
I think if you need to know, I'm not sure what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So we're talking about the three bids that they're going to rebid, or maybe four quotes,
mm-hmm.
right? So. Can the contractors that they're asking, can they be let them know that the level is 16, whatever it is, and under that we can do it, or can you not put that in?
No, I mean, again, it's...
Because that may avoid all this...
Well, I don't know. There's a type of work, with, like I said, public work, and how that's defined in the statute, dictates whether or not it's... prevailing wage, and then there's a limit. You can do it. Now, I think what you should do is you have to figure out the scope of work. Let them do the quote. Now, if it's a prevailing wage job, and you're going to do so. Then you're doing public work. You have to get your public work certification. And that's gotten a lot more difficult over the last couple of years. It used to be very easy. Basically, go online, pay it. Small fee, get your certification. Now, you can go online, but my understanding is the fee's a lot more. And there's more onerous requirements for contractors. So, and I think there's a reason for that, because they're trying to keep small shops out, and they're catering to the larger union shops. Which is all kind of
trying to avoid
programs that you have to have as a public works contractor now.
Shouldn't we, as part of our... specifications for the request put in there, whether it is going to be prevailing wage or not?
Well, again, it may or may not, depending on the amount of work. I don't know that. It could be prevailing. So what you could do is you asterisk it. It could be depending on the work and the scope of the work and what the final dollar is, could be prevailing wage, and you can note that.
Yeah, but if we're going to ask them to quote, they're going to want to know, should we quote a prevailing wage?
Well, here's a concern, right. So if you're dealing with a contractor who doesn't know, that's a problem.
They're all local
yeah,
folks.
All local.
I understand that, but if you're going to do public works work, right, you need to be certified. We've had this discussion.
Yeah,
and I get
public works work.
It could be. I don't know because it's not clear. Like I said, if it's general straight landscaping, no. There may be aspects of it that is public, that you know, depending on what it is.
If you pour footings, does that put
it
in a different category of landscaping?
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's, from my understanding, it's basically a retaining wall that right now is
railroad. We say a retaining wall.
It's railroad ties, and then there's a sand pit.
There's a border, maybe two 6x6s high,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a side slope that goes up 5 courses high.
Okay.
You know, maybe 6 courses.
Yeah, so so it's not like it.
And mulch.
You're keeping mulch in an area,
yeah,
right, like that.
They're
holding back some area. Yeah, so that would probably constitute public works work.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to avoid is getting back another set of apples to oranges. Like, how do we...
They have to draw... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead. No.
I think that they have to either... I was thinking about this. Do we provide them with the bid spec? Do we let the park committee and whatever standing committee develop their own that we oversee, that or Jay is liaison, and it shows we want X, Y, and Z. This is what we're going to do. 5 foot high, 1,200 feet or whatever of 6x6 material, labor and material, and that's what you bid on, because it's there already.
So I think we have, and I don't know, this is what you're talking about, you mentioned ADA compliant, and I just don't know what to set out, but those rules change depending on what you can use or what material has to be used as well. And I'm not, what are you trying to make ADA compliant?
I'm not sure. That's something new.
It was the actual playground, to get from the parking lot to the actual little kids' playground, which is a sandbox
right.
and swings.
I think it's pretty
whatnot.
Much an opening in the 6x6.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it's
a path. But it has to be.
But the path, right, has a certain material you can use in order to be ADA compliant.
You got to be able to get out of your van with the wheelchair and then be able to pull up there.
Cut, and then you have a certain. Right.
Right.
So, I mean, look, depending on what, right, and I don't say, but it may require, you may need an engineer to take a look at it, depending on the type of work. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's not unusual, but to get back to the point about using open space, right, depending on what your referendum said, there's 7 categories usually. One is for, you know, recreation, for update, upkeep, and you know, development of open space property.
I think it needs to be reviewed and looked
at. But and then to the extent that that's permitted, your soft costs, i.e., engineering, can be charged to that for that purpose.
Would that be considered in the same bid if the engineer was to engineer for X and the vendor figured for X? Does that combine itself as the same project for prevailing wage? The engineer, professional, and the vendor. The vendor charges under $16,000, but when the engineer fee goes in, it's over. Does that matter?
I mean, the soft cost would be to the township, right? The engineer would develop your specification
okay.
for the park, but that's something.
That's outside of it.
Right, correct.
Okay.
And then the quote is based upon what they develop, and then, you know, that's what they looked at the prevailing wage. You know, because you have the one guy who's at $40,000-something, that's a significant...
And he was the one that bid based, saying he would go and get the prevailing wage license, et cetera, which is why his bid
was
there.
Well, that's right.
He went and looked at
it.
It got
expensive.
Yes.
It did. It did get expensive. It used to be.
So just not only are you certified a cost to the vendor, and that has to be supplied to the township, but your payroll record has to be
Yeah, you get a copy of it. There's an AA, I don't want to say 201 or 202, I don't write the numbers, right?
Right.
It's a report that they list the employees and what they're paying, and then they would provide a township
this
a copy.
Where the confusion
They would provide a copy to the township, because let's say, now, again, right, if the quote's more than $44,000, then we have to do a bid pack.
Right.
We're not getting quotes.
Right.
So I just couldn't bring them in. No, I just was hoping.
And if they're talking about the ADA compliant, depending on the size of the trail and what needs to get done, now, you know, a little more costlier, because, you know, depending on the material you're going to use and what they're going to do. And what they need. I don't know.
I'm thinking, like, I'm just thinking this through as you're talking. Like, if you did something at your house and you bid it out and you had a contractor come over, for example, would they know the law as far as what you could and could? Do they know code? Do they know this?
If
I'm thinking
used
of
a contractor that does that kind of stuff, but not your local landscaper, which is these.
See, that's what I'm worried about. We have liability here. If this stuff isn't done right and you don't have an engineer involved, and it's just like,
this is. Comes to the point, does the township go through the process of a bid spec for every project?
And it depends. I think it depends on the scope. What is that you're trying to accomplish?
I think it looks like we need to do that.
And I wouldn't disagree with that. This seems like it's a more in-depth project rather than
a formalized bid. That would Carolyn do that? Since she's purchasing agent, right? They usually put together.
I can put the bid package together. Okay. That's something that I discovered needs a lot of work.
What was the word you used? Abysmal? You said abysmal? Yeah. I had it written in my notes.
What is this? I was like, this is it? Yeah. That's it. I was like,
All right. We'll work on that.
I have one.
All right. So that's the action item is that Mark Roselli will put together
I can do the bid package. I got all those forms. I think what you need to investigate is talk to your engineer and say, hey, this is what we would like to do. What do you think? And then put all that information together. And usually these guys, off the top of their head.
Yeah, we talked to him. He does have experience with doing this kind of park work.
Right.
The engineer. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you remember, he talked about
that.
Right. They can pull these things.
And he's looking for us to lay out some projects.
Pretty quickly.
I think it's a good first test. Because the liability, you saw what happened to the fireman's car. But somebody fell over something. It's like it might not be the right height anymore. God only knows, 20, 30 years later.
So we would get some of the representatives from the park commission to go to the park with the engineer and say, here it is.
The liaison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. With myself. Mm-hmm. We go to the park. Here it is. This is what we want to do.
So there's two members of the committee at that meeting.
Right.
And then you meet with the principals from the committee and the engineer, or if you can bring them to a meeting here at the engineer's convenience, I don't know, that you guys all sit down.
Wouldn't it be good for him to see what we're talking about, right?
And I think what the park committee needs to lay out their projects, like what is on your mind, what do you like to accomplish this year, what projects in phase one, phase two, however you want to do it.
I did mention that to them, and they were receptive to that. Mr. Hanley was there, kind of a part of it. But I said we need to know what you want to do, so then we can.
I think that would be a start with the committee, getting them focused on what they're thinking about doing.
And I understand their frustration because it's been going on for a while, and they want to get things done. But the reality is we've been too loose with it in the past.
Like this either.
Yeah.
Get the engineer there to lay it out.
Right.
Get the park person there so that they're involved, or one or two, or however,
package.
Less than a quorum, whatever, of the park.
All I would need are the specifications.
Right, so we'll get you what you need, and then you
get
the template to load them in there,
and then
we're just like...
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And you'll be able to determine if it's, not to get back to the prevailing wage again, I mean, you're going to know by what the engineer is saying, whether it's some landscaping. And
my guess is just looking some stuff and what needs to get done, and what I'm hearing is probably going to exceed the prevailing wage rate.
Yeah.
And then one of the requirements are is that, you have to have your public works registration certification.
Mm-hmm. And the engineer would probably know some of the firms that would be able to accomplish that.
I mean, he may. Like in other towns that I work in that, are smaller, they typically deal with contractors who do this type of work. For towns, and they do. They typically have that relationship, those relationships.
So are we ready to move on from here?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it was good. This was a discussion we needed to have. This was good.
At least the Blaine knows that.
The little kids need to be able to play squash when it gets warm out. So
that's true. Next up, again, our illustrious attorney, the employee manual on the volunteer.
I don't know if I'm illustrious. I do have a license.
Well, we have the employee manual and the volunteer guidelines, yeah, guidebook. We're at the point where Abe and I went through the whole thing. We talked to Warren about okay. it. It's really now in your court.
Do I have the final word version?
I can check. Yeah. I mean, all right. I think you do. Okay. I think you do. Whatever, because we were working off of a word version too, yeah, but I'll make sure.
Okay. So there weren't any changes made or?
Oh, yeah. There's a redlined version and
that. Yeah.
Okay. Just send me the, so I make sure I have the latest version, and I'll take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Do you want both the red line and the non-red line? I know that confused Warren when I sent it to him. He's like, I'm not sure supposed to be looking at.
Yeah, send me what you have.
Okay. So we'll say both and red line. And do you want to give a date now? For
Give me 30 days.
30 days for at least your first pass. Mm-hmm. Okay. Draft. Okay. Okay. So then we can move on from there. Next up is new business, which is Raritan Headwaters Clean Communities grant contribution. Now, Raritan Headwaters is asking for a grant from us, from us. But we do clean communities. We can only do up to $500. I know that they're asking for $1,000, but I don't know what they gave last year. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I think it was probably
$1,000.
But then, did we take it out of something other than just clean communities? Because Joanne Fasinelli, who has that grant, told me you can only do up to $500.
Okay. I just saw this in the budget last year.
So maybe it was in the budget and in just its own line item?
Yeah, it might have been.
Well, if somebody would like to make a motion to give them...
I wouldn't do it by motion.
What would you do?
You spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd memorialize a resolution.
Right. Yeah, okay.
You know, whenever,
so we'll come back.
Whenever you spend the money, it's just, you know... Something like this, especially, it's a gift, and like you said, you're looking back and you're not sure how much you spent.
Yeah.
So are we going to table this?
No, you don't have to. I mean, what do you want? If you want to take a motion to proceed with the amount, and then I can prepare a resolution for the next meeting.
I was going to say, wasn't there a cutoff if you had it was $1,000 or more? It would be memorialized with a resolution, or we would do it by resolution?
Well, it depends. This is a little bit different because it's a donation, right?
Okay.
I just think it's always good to the extent that you can memorialize what it is that you're doing and the fact that you're spending these types of funds. Because it's not like you have a PO.
No, and I spoke to Joanne. In the past, it was either $300 or $500.
Okay.
It's part of clean, so you ask for an adjoint.
Yeah.
So it's actually part of the clean grant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found that interesting that it was they were asking for it out of clean communities.
Yeah, they specifically do that with all the data. So
I'm just wondering why some towns, if they're asking out of clean communities, if some towns can do more than 500 and other towns can't.
I can tell you from the 4 years that I did it, it was only 500. I always asked for 1,000.
Oh.
We wouldn't give 1,000. If ours was clean communities, it was smaller, the grant amount that we mm-hmm. got, but that's was just the amount that worked.
All right. So, you want to put it back on the February 7th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get me the amount, Carolyn or Mayor? Or are we doing?
Well, we're going to have to. I mean, I don't know. Is if anybody wants to give more than you can give out of clean communities, do we? Tom, do you want to look in the budget as a liaison and just see what we did give and where it came from?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's more than 500, then we have to take it out of another line item to add to the donation.
Yeah.
Seven agenda. All right. Resolution. Okay. Next up are two junkyard licenses, one for A.S. Milkowski & Sons, LLC. I don't know if you have any committee discussion on this one or a motion to approve. They are owners of the property. The taxes are paid for the year.
I'll make a motion to approve the junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski & Sons, LLC.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is another junkyard license for Birds Salvage, 591 East Hill Road in Glen Gardner. They own the property. The taxes are up to date for this year. The fee's been paid. Can I get a motion or any discussion on that to approve Birds Salvage junkyard license?
A motion to approve Birds Salvage license.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have, I'm not going to use names here. I'm just going to say the bid proposal A and bid proposal B. This is for the 2024 newsletters. This is, we ran an ad to get people to replace the current, the past newsletter editor that we had. I don't know if any committee discussion, you've got A and B. They're pretty much identical except for the cost. And I don't know if you would like to interview, have set up interviews for the people, or do you want to just take the lowest bidder? It's up to...
They are identical.
Yeah, just the price. That's different. And I did go through all of the pricing that the prior newsletter editor had here, so I know... Actually, the one bidder A, is actually lower than what our current... than our prior newsletter editor was by a little bit.
We've decided that newsletter is still going to be printed and sent out via postal.
For now.
For now?
Yeah, for now. And we're going to miss the next cycle, which would have been March, and that's going to come. There's another discussion that's going to dovetail on this discussion about the money for the postage for something else. But so I would anticipate it would be the summer newsletter is where this would start. Okay. And then we could look at how we want to do it going forward if you want to end up having it in... you know, just a PDF, or even if it's thin enough, you could actually probably put it into tax mailers, or there's other ways to get it out there to save some postage, but that's all down the road. But I think for now, people like the newsletter, and it's got some good information in it. It won't have any advertisements. That's, like you said, government stays in their lane. We just have to decide how we want to handle 501c3s mm-hmm. that used to mm-hmm. advertise their events in the park, things like that. So, I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I would just award it to the lowest bidder. Go. I don't think it's a huge amount of money. The two of them are identical, basically.
Yeah. Well, because we ran the ad a certain way, so they wrote back, again, bid specs, right?
Right.
Here you go. So apples to apples. So we would...
I'd suggest, depending on who you select, do a resolution.
Yeah.
And then I'll draft the contract, proving the contract based on the bid spec.
Yeah.
Just have okay. Colleen crying would be the way to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can mention the name tonight?
Sure, it's fine.
Yeah, yep. I think that's...
Yes. Oh, that's clever. Yes. Clever name.
So now...
crying out loud.
Can I... Oh, it's funny you say... Did you see that?
I just
that's
saw
what she's got on her... her email address.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's clever.
So should we make a motion to award?
No.
We'll just wait.
I'll just do it to the next meeting. I'll have a resolution, and I'll draft
okay.
an agreement,
and then
you'll award
it then.
Yep.
Hmm? Can I call her and tell
sure,
her?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
Wait till tomorrow.
By the time I get out of here tonight. I don't know.
For crying out loud?
Yeah. All right. Next up is meeting room audio system upgrade. Carolyn, I don't know if you want to give an update on what you've been working on.
Yeah, I have been in contact with Micro Enterprise Solutions. They do IT.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Audio. Gentleman, one of the associates is coming out tomorrow morning. Jay's going to be joining us.
Oh, good.
To take a look at your system as well as some of our other IT needs. So I've got at least one company coming out to take a look so far.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? I skipped up. There's two newsletter things. I went out of order here.
Sure.
The newsletter postage, we're going to go back to the newsletter postage. Because the newsletter itself is not going to go out in the spring.
Right.
You should have opened your mouth. I know. That's good. I'm coming back to it. So, the Environmental Commission has a couple of mailers about the well testing. And
well, they have probably three, definitely two. But if you recall, they had a grant from the Audubon and Highlands to do a forestry management plan of our open space, and that has come to fruition. And they'd like to get together themselves and kind of put something together and get it out, because that's one of the reasons for this thing is for invasive species and the health of your forest. And I think anyone lives in Lebanon Township with a wooded lot would understand. And I think it would be great if we could get that out and mailed out. And because they use the newsletter mm-hmm. so much.
That's the key point.
That we're missing that. And we're going to miss this opportunity. So I spoke with Bev about it. And we're trying to figure out a way how we could get that postage for them to mail out to 2,172 residents, households, I believe. To get that information out to them. So I'm hoping we can find a way to do it. We're working on a, you know, sporadic budget, a temporary budget, and their last year's budget was $1,000, so they could only use 26% of that this year right now until the budget struck. So we need to find a way to help them on this, I think. So.
Yeah, and it's, and you know what, I did look up the quarterly postage for the newsletter itself. Now, there were 17, 20 pages, so it might be less if it's lighter than that. Was $800 a quarter, about $800. So if they're going to do, is it just two mailings in a quarter and then they're done?
I'm not sure the time frame, but what they're looking for is that first mailing for that particular item. And they had estimated by the time they print everything up, they're looking at $1,700 to $2,000. Postage at $1,500. That's what they came up with. And then they put, and that depends on the size of the placard and what they're doing. They'd like to get this out early February, I believe. So
that's the numbers they're talking about.
Wait a minute. They may be. I wonder if they're including the printing. The printing and the postage, because
it doesn't say that on their budget. It says postage $1,500, and then the mailing, the actual printing, is on top of the $1,500 to come up to around $2,000, $1,700 to $2,000, depending on what the mailer is. I'm not sure exactly what they're mailing. 5x7, 6x5. There's different costs for that.
Or a flyer with like a wafer seal or something. Right. Well, I mean, we could, if you want to vote to just give them a certain amount up to, and they have to come to us to tell us what those final numbers are, that'll keep it moving.
Well, I think that's an avenue that we can take, you know.
Because they want this out in the next, we don't have that many meetings.
I believe that it was early February they're looking for. We may have one more meeting. They meet before us.
Yeah.
I think they meet the first Monday in February. And we might have the meeting on the 7th, which is right after that.
Yeah. Just so they could.
That's cutting it close. Their meeting is the 5th. We're the 7th.
Well, so they said the printing itself.
Let's worry about the postage. Perhaps we can use the temporary budget portion for the actual mailing. Hmm. So if I was to say not to exceed $1,700 as postage, that allows them $250-some out of their budget to do the mailing.
So they're going to pay for the mailer itself, the printing
out of budget
of the mail.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why that. If they're going to go to the same amount of households, and maybe because it's, they don't have a bulk rate they're getting with postage?
I don't know. I thought that if we could do something with the township to see if there was a way to bring that cost down, because that kind of floored me as well, that cost.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a way that we have a better postage, but postage is postage, right?
Well, it depends.
It's 63 cents for first-class postage now for a forever stamp. And usually you get a discount for bulk mailings, depending on what. So they're probably using that to estimate that number, that they were going to go full first class.
Yeah, that's right. They just raised the first class.
It went up 3 cents. It was 60. Yeah. It went to 63. I forgot.
Yeah.
Why does it have to go out first class?
It does. It shouldn't.
And we're not sure
depends on
what
they're doing.
They may not be doing
that. Is it a postcard,
that.
Tom, that they said?
Excuse me?
Did they say there was going to be a
postcard?
That's
what I saw. You know, if you give me a second, I'm going to look into what they have for us here. So this is a rough draft. I think they're pretty. It's called Forest Holes. It's a mailer. And the cost they have estimated for the whole thing is $2,000. It's 2,172 households. The postage is $1,500 for the 2,172 households. And then next to it, they have a 4x6 placard, and that's $83.99, or a 5x7 at $125.99. So that's where they came. I said, are you hard on the 2,000? She said $1,700 to $2,000 is what they were looking for.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't know what rate they're using, why they came, because that's like twice as much as.
What's the number again, Tom? 2,172 households?
Yes.
By what's the other number that was there?
1,500.
Just see what I have here. I don't think I got it wrong.
Yeah, they're doing it first class. Comes out to 69 cents.
Well, it's a little higher than first class.
For a 4x6 card? That's ridiculous.
Say that. What's that?
I didn't hear. You said it's a 4x6 card?
They have two options. 4x6 is $83.99, and a 5x7 was $125.99. They didn't really.
That's the print cost.
That's the print cost, right?
So,
but if I'm saying that a postcard doesn't cost first-class mail.
It doesn't. You get a bulk rate usually.
Yeah, and you get a bulk rate. It's going to be half of that.
Well,
okay. All you have to do is go to the post office and ask them.
Well,
because if you write a postcard to a friend or anything, it's not first-class mail.
Yeah, they just specified postage. You got.
You want to stop at the post office tomorrow?
Yes, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, why don't you? But that's not going to help our decision by tonight. That's the problem. What the heck? Yeah, she doesn't specify when on the newsletter. It just says postage, and I don't see it in the email.
Well, I think that we're going to have to wait till the next meeting when I meet again, and I know there's members here tonight that will take the message back that we're concerned about the postage rate. And if there's anything we can do on that, by the next meeting, if we could do something on the 7th, I'll table this till the 7th and see if we can come back with harder numbers that make more sense to the committee.
The township have a bulk
price?
Yeah. Exactly.
It says
permit a bulk permit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, probably for the newsletter. I don't know if I'd have to look at the, you know.
Right, because if you have one, you can use it.
That's what I was hoping
mailing.
That we could incorporate that
a
here.
A bulk mail postcard is like half the cost of a.
Right. So if you have a bulk mail.
Yeah,
bulk
see, that would make sense because that's
rate
why
permit,
the numbers are half
that's
of
issued
what he's
to the
reporting.
Township. You should be able to use it for any municipal mailing. It's just, you just have to get printed on whatever it is that you do and gets printed.
Okay. I can see that we're going to look into this at our next meeting, and we'll come back on the 7th with more information than we have here at this preliminary budget.
Mm.
So let's table that for tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
Yeah. Usually can.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next up, we're done with this discussion for now. Next up, the picnic, I was going to recommend, normally it would be the two candidates who ran and won the election, they would run the picnic, just like Brian and I did last year, but Abe ran one just a little while ago.
That's correct.
And then I thought it would be good to have Jay and Tom run the picnic.
Jay, you okay with that?
I told him the other night, I was good, I didn't want to spring it up.
He didn't have a choice?
Remember, I'm a retired individual.
Yes, right. And, of course, you can always pick our brains because we've done it so many times before. I've got so many documents you can use and layouts, and Brian and I did a good job last year. And you know,
don't
so
forget the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah. Well, the thing is I put what I did was, because the calendar gets so booked up, if you decide you want to do a picnic versus something else, do you want to have a picnic at the pavilion?
Picnic.
So usually we went through the gyrations of what days were always the best. It was usually the second Saturday in June was always good because you didn't interfere with graduations or communions or soccer games or other things. The other time was September. We've done it in September, but I took the liberty of just putting a tentative hold. Kim's got the book for the pavilion, so the 8th of June is held if you want it.
Okay.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
I hope you picked the weather, too.
Tom, let's talk about that. Yeah, June could be very rainy, and it's boating season.
Well, you know what I dealt with last year? I thought ahead. I booked that firehouse, a squad building, so in case it rained, we could take everything down there. And you know what happened? The dust from Canada, the burning.
Oh, I remember.
I mean, I was like, you can't make this up.
It was smoky.
Right down to the last minute, I'm deciding, do we even have a picnic? Nobody wants to come out in the smog. I said, it's only me. This only happens to me. Anyway. So yeah, I'm just glad I'm not doing it. I'll help.
Then we set the tables up and they moved.
Oh, that was the other thing. I'll make a quick story with that one. So Brian and I go up the day before. We laid all the tables out, I mean, almost with a tape measure, laid them out so that everything was perfect. I'm in here putting together vases with flowers for the tables and saying, wow, I'm really ahead of schedule. I couldn't believe it. I was having a good time. I had music playing. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got done. And I said, I'm just going to ride up there. I want to look at our table arrangement one more time. And I get up there, and they had all been moved to around the edges.
Skateboarder.
And I didn't know what, and I said, who's messing with my head? I remember, I couldn't call him because it was 1 o'clock in the morning. So I called him first thing, and I told him what happened, and I was almost ready to cry.
Who moved them?
They're pretty heavy tables, too.
I thought somebody was just messing with me. I really did.
Skateboarder. The pavilion.
I have to say, the layout was actually really good.
It was.
So you have a footprint of that for us.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I just couldn't. But, well, yeah, because we put
scratches
all the servers were
the
under.
So did you have the picnic in the smog?
Yeah, because it just opened up a little bit where people came out, so it worked out well. If it had been a
township face masks.
Yeah. If it had been a day before, it just would have been really a disaster.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
So that's it. So Saturday, June 8th,
right.
We have to get the notice out to all the volunteers to hold the date. That's what I would do, is send that out so that they have it ahead of time. Employee volunteer appreciation event. And then you guys will have to come up with the invitation and all that, but I can help you with that stuff, too. I can send you samples.
Plagiarism is good.
Yeah.
Well, for some
plagiarism. Except for the one year when somebody did it all in black because they wanted a darker nighttime affair, and it burnt out the printer. And then that was bad.
Oops.
But you live and you learn. Next up is presentation of the vouchers. So, do we need a vote for that picnic date? We usually take a vote.
Good.
All right. Can I get a motion to have Saturday, June 8th for the volunteer appreciation event under the pavilion in the park?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. I would get that other place as a backup, though, because if it's pouring rain.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. No bills on the bill list. There is no vouchers this meeting. Next up is correspondence, the historians' meeting minutes. I don't know if, Tom, I read through them, but I don't know if you want to make
any. That's from last year. No, I have nothing to add to that.
All right. Next up, we need a motion to open the public comment for limited to 3 minutes per speaker for anything you would like to discuss.
I'll make a motion to open this to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Can you just tell me the protocol of this?
Yeah, just come up there and just, speak at the, you know, you can. You can say, if you would choose to, you can state your name and street,
not.
But not your address.
Not the name. No, don't say anything. Resident, non-resident, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm a resident.
Okay.
I was just curious about the utilization of Hagedorn Psychiatric Hospital.
Where you
got
out.
I know.
Yeah. I learned about it late last night.
Okay.
I got a telephone call about it. I immediately told the committee. I've been on the phone with the Jason Krantz, our police chief. also the fire company. I've gotten calls from some of the board members at the schools.
Okay.
So it's that new. And I've also talked to the county, one of the county commissioners I spoke with, and also the clerk, the municipal, the county commissioner clerk.
Okay.
So it's brand new, and we're just trying to come up with what we're going to do here. I'm also talking to Glenn Gardner's mayor as well.
And the county commissioner came out with a...
They came out with a statement tonight. Right.
They did, yeah, they did. So I'm just curious. So you will keep us informed on what this...
We'll vehemently oppose it loudly as far as me personally.
What we're trying to do right now is... come up with the impact on all of our local services, because we don't know...
Schools are definitely not prepared.
Well, the schools aren't prepared, and also we're being told, and again, this can change, but we're being told that the local police would be used, not the state police. It's going to take away from everything, every other citizen, and they're going to be down there. And there are a lot of other things that I talked about with the chief that are kind of side things that could go on, and it's not a good situation right now. So... we're doing, again, it's less than like 24 hours.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Resident of Livingland Township, for those of you that don't know. couple things. Just want to say, I love newsletter, and I love when it comes in the mail. We all read it. Everybody I know reads it. Mm-hmm. And it also keeps us it keeps us connected to all the different committees and everybody, and it puts us all in one group of support for that. Secondly, I just have a question regarding Hagedorn. Is this a done deal, or where are we with that? I read that it was signed into law, so is it a done deal from what you've heard?
I heard there was a governor's, last night it was told to me that it was a governor's order, but that's not how it's positioned in the resolution that came out, or the statement that came out from the county commissioners right now. So it's kind of fluid. I don't know, but I think we have to stay on top of it.
Okay, so it's all just, you're just looking at it. I just wasn't sure if it was already like written in stone or that we had any.
What I've heard is that because New York City is not taking the migrants, they've kind of, however, they've shut down what they're doing. They're putting them on trains and sending them out.
Okay.
And we're on one of those train lines that was mentioned to me. So,
do we know the capacity of Hagedorn at this point? Because the veterans are there.
Yeah, we have. It's 100. I was talking to Chief Kranz about it today. There's the new facility that was been renovated. There is 162 beds. Now, whether that's rooms, beds, and rooms, but there's enough to hold 162 people. There's nobody in there right now.
Okay.
The veterans, it was either 110 or 90. I had the numbers written down, but that's right.
And they run full.
Right, so they run full. The problem is the other part, too, is it's condemned buildings, and they've got a lot of problems with trespassers. So if you bring in – I'm just speculating here. If you bring in families and the kids start to get bored and they start to wander around, could get hurt in some of those buildings.
Oh, yes.
You know, floors could fall through, who knows what. So, you know, you have to – It's. I just hope they're thinking about the back end when they do these things. Like, you can't. It's real nice to say, yeah, we're going to help everybody, but people could get hurt in the process.
You have to be prepared.
Right.
Yeah, you do. You have to have places to bring people if you want to help them.
Right. And the impact, like, even if we use our EMS and they go down there, and who's going to pay the bill?
Right.
Sometimes the residents can't even pay the bill.
Right.
So it's you're going to tax our resources. We only have 12 police officers, I guess, that are out there on patrol. What's going to happen to the residents that are here when they need help when our police are down there all the time? Speculating.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
We could be facing an overtime situation where we're bringing
There's language barrier.
And
right.
Who's staffing the building? What type of staff?
I mean, is human services police still patrol over there? They used to when Hagedorn was.
I don't know if they have the policing powers. I wonder.
They
do.
They have full police powers.
Yeah. I don't think they've been doing a long time.
But the problem is, too, is that you don't even know if it's just one language. It could be multiple languages of what's coming over the border. You don't know where people are coming from. So it's an interesting.
I didn't know if it was written in law or where we were, and that, you know, so. I know you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep last night. You know, I'm just not enough. No. So
I literally found out 5 minutes ago. I mean, like 5 minutes before I walked in the door, someone texted, and you know, it's on Facebook. Or
it's going to, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I just was curious how new. I didn't even know how new it was.
Now it's a matter of where do we, what's true, what's not true. We can't just go out there ranting and raving until we know what the truth is and how it's going to impact this township.
Put a call into Eric or John because they'll know.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then just a quick sidebar on the park. Mm-hmm. I came in kind of in a little bit later on to that, but just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. I know we do the wood chips, and we're trying to hold the wood chips in with different 2x4s and everything, and it's a project, and I know it's already there in place. Have we ever thought about putting down the rubber mats as opposed to wood chips and not then having to anchor everything that doesn't? Because I was there the other day, and one of the 4x4s, the railroad ties was gone, and all the wood chips were down the hill.
Yeah,
you know, and we had a big storm. So I just wasn't sure if anyone had ever thought about that, and maybe that wouldn't be a reoccurring thing, and maybe wouldn't have to be anchored the same way. But that's just a thought.
Well, we maybe get an engineer to look at it.
Yeah, so maybe the engineer might spec something like that instead of the wood chips.
Yeah, just an idea.
Or the rubberized.
Playgrounds all over.
Because then the cats may not leave their stuff there either. Or some
oh, jeez.
And everybody else, right?
It's all connected.
Thank you. I think that more than
I've been there.
No, that's true. I didn't even put the timer on.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, with that, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. And with that, we're going to go into executive session, resolution number 28-2023. We're going to be talking about personnel, contract negotiations, and land acquisition. Can I get a motion for to approve resolution 28-2023 for executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night. Drive safe.
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to abstain courteously.
Oh, we need a motion for German.
Well, I have to do a
motion
item.
To allow.
Okay. Make a motion to reconvene into the public session. It's 9:28. Can I get a motion to reconvene into public?
I'll make that motion to reconvene.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, we have one action item tonight, and that is I need a motion to allow Jessica Caldwell, an associate's firm, to assist with planning board and zoning board applications. Under its existing contract.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Safe drive, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you.